I'm here at the local post office in Fartown, Huddersfield, to ask members of the public what they think about the increase in stamp prices.
Well, I think, they have to put the prices up, but I think it's a bit much on people that, like all people, that have to, like, sending letters. People are just going to stop corresponding, aren't they? I mean, they've all this internet, they've telephones, a lot of them, they get free phone calls, so It's gonna hit on a person. I mean, I know they're in business to make a profit, which is the same everywhere. But I do think they should have had a thing. I think it's a big jump, especially with the second class as well.
Personally, I think it's still good value because it's a good service. I know that I post these letters here and they'll be there tomorrow. And for 60 pence, I don't think that's bad service.
Well, you know, certainly it makes Christmas more expensive, doesn't it? Yeah. You know. Sort of when we do send quite a lot of things by post. But for some things, you know, we don't use it an awful lot, but for some things there's no alternative.
The Royal Mail says that price increases are necessary to maintain a six-day-a-week postal service and to keep postal deliveries as competitive as possible in an already crowded market. Royal Mail have issued a statement saying, irrespective of the number of items delivered every day, Royal Mail has to maintain a network on the basis that it delivers to 29 million addresses 6 days a week. Price increases are necessary to maintain this high-quality service. Although the price rise may be seen as many as irrelevant, as postal usage drops by over 25% in 6 years, many pensioners on low incomes and those without internet access will be affected more so. Current research into postal usage shows that over 55s are 75% more likely to pay for bills via post instead of over-the-counter or at the post office, and the cost of postage would be a substantial increase in pensioner outgoings during a time when every penny counts.